Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review.
On today's episode, episode number 61, entitled How to Write an Amazon Bestseller, we chat with launch expert Joel Bogus.
All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from ElitemanMagazine.com, and my guest today is Joel Bogus from Relaunch Podcast. What's up, Joel?
Justin, this is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome, man. Thanks again for coming on, man. I know we had spoken a few months back about doing a show, so I'm really excited to have you on. It's been a long time coming. I've been a big fan of your show for a while, and I know you have some pretty solid advice for my guys.
Well, thanks for listening to Relaunch. You know, we have been having a blast with the show, Justin. We somehow snuck past a million listens a few months ago, and then right at the end of 2015, we were mentioned in Huffington Post and their blog as being one of the top five podcasts for inspiration. And then a week later, Inc. Magazine, their website, comes out with an article that actually nails us in a top 20 list of business podcasts for all of 2015. So top five, top 20, either way, buddy, I'll take it.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet, man. I like the setup too. You have your wife on the show sometimes, Dr. Pei. It's really cool. It's different. It's most people, I mean, my show is just me, and then I'll have a different guest on, but most people kind of stick to that format of like the similar one that I have. But I like how you switch it up. I think it gives you, you know, a different take on it gives listeners a different take on the show and like how it's set up. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool, man.
We're having fun with it.
But yeah, Joel, today I wanted to talk about how to launch a book, because you're obviously really good at this. I know you actually mentioned before, too, you helped Michael Port and some of the other people I've worked with launch their books and help them become bestsellers. And you also have an Amazon bestselling book yourself, Finding Your Voice, which is pretty cool. So I know you're somewhat of an expert on this topic, so I kind of wanted to pick your brain and see what you had to offer on this subject.
You bet. Well, nobody knows launching better than me. And if it's launching a book, then we can definitely nail that. There is a formula for success on creating a good book launch, a solid book launch. Or if you're wanting to launch a podcast, there's a specific art and a science, Justin, to exactly how to do that and to how to get it to number one on iTunes in its respective categories. And Michael, you mentioned him. He and I've ended up becoming pretty good friends. He did something that was brilliant. He actually had a book that was getting ready to be launched. And then when he and I were talking on the phone, he told me about, I'm going to develop a podcast around my book. Because what I want to do is I want to fill up a stadium full of people before the book launches. So that when it does launch, then I have a built-in audience right there through my podcast, an audience that didn't exist before he had a show. And that was absolutely brilliant. And
that's really cool.
Make a long story short, his book, Steal the Show, ended up on the Wall Street Journal list. And we were excited, obviously, about that. And then his podcast ended up not only hitting number one repeatedly throughout the debut period, but ended up with about 100,000 downloads just within a few months. I think it was 3 months is when we hit the six-figure mark. So a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really cool. I had him on the show too, talking about Steal Your Show book, and I didn't even realize he had a podcast, but that's a really great idea. Just like you said, filling up the stadium before you actually know have the show.
and that's what I want the elite men to really get when they're here listening to our conversation. If you have something that you are launching or developing, like a book, like a program, you know, like something else, build a show around it, because that will put butts in the seats, which is exactly what you need if you want to move a lot of products, sell a lot of units, which mm-hmm. is exactly what Michael did.
Absolutely. How did you get good into really becoming this like launch expert? Like, how far back does it start with you?
Oh, sure. That is a great question. When I wrote Finding Your Voice, and that's my most recent book, I wanted to really knock it out of the park with that book. I wanted it to be a number one book on Amazon. And I just didn't know exactly how to do it, but I was committed to it. See, so I made my goal. And then I just had to fill in the blanks and figure out, okay, how am I going to meet that goal? But the takeaway message that I'm giving here is you've got to make your goal first. You've got to make a decision on what it is that you're trying to accomplish. And my goal for that was I wanted it to become a number one a book on Amazon. And then I had to just figure out, okay, what do I need to learn? And what kind of knowledge and wisdom do I need to steep myself into to help me get there? And we spent thousands of dollars really learning from the best in the business, like the Jack Canfields mm-hmm. and many, many other people have poured into our knowledge of how to launch a book. So it didn't happen by accident. It was totally purposeful. And that's the message here. Whatever it is that you're wanting to accomplish, you know, be absolutely purposeful. Don't leave it to chance, but really, you know, take advantage, get the resources that you need mm-hmm. to help you.
At what point did you start helping other people, like with their launches? I know you helped Michael Port out and some of these other people. Like, when did you start sort of guiding them as well?
Well, it just became part of what we did because we had acquired so much knowledge from our book launch and also from our podcast launch that it only made sense that we could offer that to other people. Justin, we learned it so well that I was, you know, dropping value bombs pretty much everywhere I was going without even realizing what I was doing, just because we had studied and worked so hard to really master that launch craft. And it took me a while to even realize that, you know, what I'm doing is not common knowledge. You know, the information that I'm sharing, things of that nature.
Yeah.
And then gradually we just started helping other people with that. Bob Berg, if you don't know that name, search it in Google, but has an amazing book out called The Go-Giver. And that has been an international bestseller for a long time, and we're helping him develop his podcast, the Go Giver podcast. And then just today, Heil, and you probably know that name, Heil, mm-hmm. as in microphones, they actually launched their podcast today, was launch date, and I'm their podcast launch coach.
Nice. Pretty cool, man. So is that sort of like the primary focus of your business? I know you have the podcast as well, but do you also like kind of focus on the coaching aspect as well?
Yeah, well, it's two things. It's you know, launching. Mm-hmm. That's my expertise.
Okay, yeah.
And whatever it is that you're launching, we can, you know, make it work based on just stuff that we've learned and mastered over time.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. And do you take any like of your work or sort of I guess over the years, like if you've learned anything, has any of it come from like Jeff Walker at all or in his like whole launch system?
No, I haven't read Launch. We have that book somewhere, but I've never read Launch. I've heard really good things about Jeff. And let's see, I heard an interview with Jeff. It was on someone's podcast, I'm sure. Or no, actually it was Darren Hardy did that interview in Success Magazine, and he sounds like a solid plan and program that he has put together. And yep. I know people that have you know, gone through and done exactly what he said, and they have had stunning results. I just never have. Mm-hmm. I just made it up on my own. so to speak.
Yeah. So it's more original anyways.
Well, I just took what I learned and put it together in a way, in a system and organization that made sense for me. And that's what I have to do. I have to make it make sense to me. And I think that the elite men that are listening to this show can relate with this because, you know, so there's so much information available, you know, follow these five steps and you'll get there, or, you know, follow these eight habits or whatever. And there's a lot of cookie cutter plans being sold and marketed these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do this and you'll have, you know, a million downloads a day, or, you know, great sex, or, you know, flat abs or whatever. But then we follow those steps and sometimes we don't get the results that the originators, the creators did. And then we think, well, something's wrong with us. You know, maybe I'm the problem here.
Mm-hmm.
And really what the case may be, which is what I've found, is that you're not necessarily the problem. You just have to tweak what you learn and put it together in a way that makes sense to you. It's something that you could repeat over and over again.
Yeah. Like the whole base, like the foundation of what they're teaching. If it's a reputable, you know, obviously a reputable person, they know what they're talking about. The foundation of what the core of what they're teaching works. You just mm-hmm. really have to, you know, shape it into what you're doing so it works
that's
for you.
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
Joel, do you want to kind of dive into what some of the steps are actually leading to really getting an Amazon bestseller or even
Absolutely.
Any sort of bestseller? So what's like the first step you're taking or you want to take?
Okay, fantastic. Well, the first thing you need to do is decide on a launch date.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm working with a pastor right now, and one of the first things that, you know, we haven't even started the process yet, but one of the first things that I want him to zero in on is, okay, when is going to be your launch date? Because that's really the first thing that he has to figure out. And once we understand what date that is, then we can kind of draw out our timeline.
Yep.
So if you have a book already in your hand, one that's already been published or published independently by you or by your own label, then you can set a date in the future, probably somewhere between 3 and 6 weeks in the future of when you want to actually launch that book on Amazon. Now, if you don't have a book yet, well, that's the first thing that you need to do, is put the finishing touches on that book, get it published. You can use Amazon, you can use CreateSpace, you can use Lightning Source. There's a bunch of options out there available. But you get that book out,
mm-hmm.
and then you decide on the launch date, and then you go from there. But from a practical standpoint, after you do that, then you start to put together a launch team, Justin.
Yep.
What was surprising is that I kind of learned that concept of launch team from all the coaching that I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I took it to market and started offering that advice, you know what? You need to put together a launch team. Surprisingly, most people that I talked to had no clue what that was. a launch team, what does that mean? And, you know, I would explain to them, well, those are your peeps. That's your inside circle. That's the posse that's going to help you, you know, get your book to number one on Amazon, or to get your podcast to number one on iTunes. And I think sometimes people would get kind of confused and they're like, are these, so these are people that you're hiring, you're paying them? And I'm like, no, these are your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your friends from church, people that know you, like you, believe in you, and want to see you succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And assembling those people. And I teach people exactly how to make that happen, what kind of emails to send them to get them engaged in the process, to get a yes, and also how to shape your verbiage, your language
Yeah.
So that people will want to be on board.
And what are some of those things? Like, what's a sort of like a brief overview of some of those emails or whatever? Like, and especially like people who aren't, like, say you have Facebook friends or whatever, you get on your launch team. Do you, and people who aren't related to, say, business at all, like, how do you set that up so that they become your biggest fans and start helping you out?
Very, very good. Well, you have to reach out, and this is all a personal touch type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why most folks have trouble with this, because they're not used to doing that. They're used to scaling things. They're like, well, I'll just blast my email list. I was like, no, this is a very personal thing. Asking for help is very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't blast your email list, and you don't create a tutorial and hope that people will watch it in its entirety. You don't do that. Asking for help, especially with something as personal as a book, that needs to be done in person. And here's what I recommend to folks, that, you know, if you're getting ready to launch a book, like, let's say I was getting ready to launch a book and I wanted you to be on my launch team. Well, I would call you or text you, or, you know, go knock on your door if you're my neighbor. And I'd say, hey, Justin, I've got this great new book out. It's called Finding Your Voice. I just got it in the mail, you know, the final copy, and I'm getting ready to launch it on Amazon. My goal, I share my goal. Always share your goal. Mm-hmm. My goal is to make this book a number one bestseller on Amazon. I can't do it alone.
Yep.
Would you help me promote it? And then they're going to say either yes or no. But here's the thing. You should say with enough enthusiasm so that they'll want to help you. So your enthusiasm will be contagious. It'll catch on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll want to help. And then when you get a yes, then you're done. You walk away. You say, great. So excited. I'll get back to you with more details. And cool. Yeah. I mean, it's as simple as that. And you build 100, 110, 120 people on your team, designated people to help you. And it was interesting. I was talking with one of the biggest brands that I work with right now. And I was telling them these simple strategies, like the one I just told you about. Let's develop a launch team. Let's designate some people that are going to help us. And one of the first things they told me is, well, you know, we've got 25,000 people on our newsletter list.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, well, okay, congratulations. But that's not what I'm talking about. Because you can't just blast your email list and assume that people will take initiative and action and promote your book or rate your book on Amazon, which moves the needle, or buy your book. You can't. You've got to call people to action.
Yeah.
And for some people, that's tough because they're used to blasting.
Yeah.
And in fact, that's, like I mentioned, that's what one of the big brands wanted to do. And yeah, you can. But we all know open rates on a bulk email.
Yeah.
Are 10%, 15%, 20%, maybe a little bit more. Maybe a lot less.
Yeah. But, and then follow through rates, which is even another story and even worse.
Yeah, for sure.
So Joel, is the next step sort of what you do with that launch team, or is there still another part to
No, yeah, you've got it. You've got it. So let's say you're going to get together 100, I think I had 140 on my launch team.
Okay.
And then you give them detailed steps and calls to action of what to do. And here's the important part, when to do it, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And in a book launch, the what to do is, I need you to rate my book and I need you to help promote it on social media. So all they have to do, your launch team people, is go to Amazon, rate and review it, and also promote it on social media. And here's the thing. You as the author, you're going to write all the promotional copy so that they can share it. Mm-hmm. on social media. I teach people exactly how to do this, what to write and all that. But the reason for that is, Justin, is because you've got to make this third grade simple for people. And that's a mistake that a lot of authors and podcasters make, is they assume that just because they know how iTunes works or how Amazon works, that everybody does.
Yeah.
And that is far, far, far from the truth. so you got to make things, I mean, third grade simple, seriously.
Yeah.
And then still do a lot of hand holding. And it's just because people aren't familiar with it. They want to help you, but they just, you know, they need someone to show them what to do.
Yeah.
And so,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Justin.
Oh, I was going to say, and I know even like iTunes, as far as like the reviews and stuff, like I've asked friends and stuff to leave reviews, and it's kind of actually confusing on there sometimes for people who aren't familiar with iTunes. You know what I mean?
Well, iTunes is a bear. It sucks. If it's not user friendly at all. And if you've never been there before, it's like a maze, and you have no clue what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a lady yesterday. I asked for the link to her podcast, and she sent me her iTunes link. And of course, I know how to navigate through iTunes, but I immediately went back to her, and I said, "You're gonna have to do better than that, because most people, you know, are going to click on that link, see the iTunes page, not know what to do, and immediately leave."
Mm-hmm.
no one that has never been there before is going to know to click view in iTunes.
Yeah.
And then open up the browser and where to go and all that. Nobody knows that stuff.
Yeah.
That's not familiar with it. So, again, third grade simple for your book launch, or your podcast launch. A lot of similarity between those two launches. That's why I keep jumping back and forth, just because it's the same process.
Quick kind of a question too about the Amazon. Sure. When you're leaving reviews on there too, does it have to be, I think they have the thing called like verified purchase. Does that have to be a verified purchase, or can you just still review it? And what day do they review it on? First day or?
That's a great question. You don't have to make a purchase at all.
Okay.
You can just click write a review.
All right, cool.
On the Amazon page, you definitely can buy it, but you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. And what day is that?
Okay. Well, okay. That's going to be up to you and your launch strategy. Now, what I did and what I have my clients do, like, you know, what I had Michael Port and his team do, is, you know, pick a day and pick a block of hours of that day. Let's say, just for the sake of this conversation, let's say between 9 and 11 local time.
Mm-hmm.
What I would then ask my launch team to do is, you know, go to Amazon and review my book between 9 and 11 local time on such and such day. Just pick a day.
Yep.
And so you're driving traffic, which iTunes, I'm sorry, Amazon is going to pick up. Their algorithm will see that, and people will leave a rating and a review during that time. It's what I like to call a sprint.
Yeah.
Instead of a marathon.
Cool.
Now your business, that might be a marathon, but if you're really trying to hit number one with something, you gotta do a sprint, short, focused burst of speed, and that will do the trick.
All right, guys, I think it's the perfect time to take a quick break from the episode to remind you to subscribe to our show. By subscribing, you get every single episode completely free. That's right, get all of our best interviews with the best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and entrepreneurial worlds absolutely free. Don't miss out on any one of our captivating and exciting episodes. Subscribe now and get all of the Elite Man podcast anytime and anywhere. And yes, if you get a chance, leave us a glowing review about how much you love the show and how awesome we are. Okay, guys, back to the episode now.
All right, and moving on, what's the next step?
Sure, great. After you do that, then you want to share the good news. You want to thank people. You want to continue to promote. Like, if you have, let's say you have a good rating, you might want to take a screenshot of it and put it on social media and tag the person that left it for you, because they'll share it, they'll retweet it, things of that nature. Everyone needs good news, and if you have good news to share, then do it. And they keep sharing, and then an incredible amount of momentum will have been built up.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be fine. You should be gold on cool. that. One of the things that I would do also, and this is kind of right here in the book, if you're going to launch a book on Amazon, also get an ebook made. Get a Kindle book.
Yep.
And I was talking to somebody the other day, and he was talking about pricing strategies for his Kindle book. And he said, well, I think I'm going to sell it at $9.99. You know, everybody says that's the magical price point or whatever. And my advice was different. I said, no, don't do that. Sell it for 99 cents. And then he said, why would I sell it for 99 cents? And I said, well, because that makes it a no-brainer purchase.
Yeah.
And if you can put no-brainer purchases in front of people, you're gonna get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to drive the number. And that's going to drive your ranking in Amazon.
Cool.
And what's cool, what people sometimes don't realize or remember is that ebook sales drive regular book sales. So let's say somebody buys your ebook for 99 cents. You glance at it. You kind of thumb through it, so to speak. And then if it looks like quality reading that's going to be of value to you, then you might turn around and buy the hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens. And that's what we saw during our book campaign.
Yeah. And actually, it kind of seems like, and especially in this day and age, that the majority of people, or at least close to the majority of people, if not, you know, a good percentage of people, just want the Kindle instead of the paperback. Like, it might just be a better or easier option for people, right?
Mm-hmm. Some people like that, and that's fine. But the strategy here that I'm laying out for you is have a 99 cent ebook, and then be able to promote that. Write that into your Twitter copy, into your social media copy, and include the link so that people, that's a no brainer purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And then just that purchase alone will drive your Amazon rankings. And frankly, it drove my rankings. It drove them straight to number one. But here's what also happened. So I was number one in the Kindle store for my categories, but it also drove my hard copy book sales. So I ended up finding myself number one in books in success. And that's a hard nut to crack.
Yeah.
But we figured it out.
Cool. And you think that was really the catalyst for that, was the ebook sales?
I do. Okay. I do because I was watching it, and I was watching those needles all move in concert together.
Nice. How many roughly copies do you have to sell to really hit like that number one or your top 10 or something like that, become like a bestseller? Is there like a certain number or approximate?
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Great question. You're going to get different answers depending on how many people you ask.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what worked for me. I didn't focus on book sales. I focused on driving traffic.
Okay.
And what moved the needle for me and what got us to number one in all three categories, same day, same hour, was exactly what I've laid out for you. Drive traffic, use your launch team, have them all promote at roughly the same time during the same blocks of time out of the day, and have them rate and review your book, because those are one of the things that drive traffic. I'm sorry, drive the numbers.
Yep.
Page visits, rates, and reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those people that were on my launch team and the other people that ended up going to my site, bought the book as well, you know, and I'm thankful for that because that drove the needle too. But it, it's not just about book sales. Driving the needle, that is.
Okay, and that doesn't actually, book sales isn't the only factor for getting you like that number one bestseller spot?
Correct.
Okay, it's like visits and a lot of other little things, ratings, et cetera.
Ratings, reviews, page visits, traffic.
Okay. And
and book sales are, of course they count.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not everything.
Gotcha. And just to sort of clarify or, you know, make clear, so is the team, the launch team really working in, you know, together? Is this all in like the reviews and everything? Is that really coming on like day one of the launch, or is that usually like kind of what you recommend anyways, is like day one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Absolutely. I had a 2-day plan.
Yeah.
I called people to action over a 2-day period of time. And when people get direction, Justin, they are amazing. I mean, as long as you get people on your launch team that are not strangers. Mm-hmm. See, that's why you don't blast your email list, because most of those people are going to be strangers. And yeah. Even if they say, "Oh yeah, sure, I'll help," well, maybe not. But you want designated people that you feel pretty confident will help you.
Cool.
And then you just want to give them a time frame. I use a 2-day time frame of this is when I want you to rate, review, buy. You know, when my ebook was only 99 cents, you know, of course I asked people to buy it. It's a dollar.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, man. Is there any other like sort of final steps, or was that really the share the good news kind of like the last step, or is there anything following that too to really?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of little steps.
Yep.
To it, and we've got a whole course, Launch Your Number One Amazon Bestseller, that is a game changer, and can really help people walk step by step through what we. I did and found to be successful, but pretty much I just gave it to you mm-hmm. right there. Have a launch team, be absolutely clear on what you need from them and when you need it from them. Share the success. You want to share the success, Justin, because for whatever reason, not everyone will be able to take the recommended or not the recommended, but the requested action for whatever reason. Maybe they forgot, maybe they had a sick kid, whatever. But share the news, continue to follow up with people and until they do it. Make a third grade simple. Just know that you're going to have to hold their hand a little bit. Most people aren't tech savvy. That's one thing that we learned very, very quickly. Yeah. Is that, well, you know, and that's just, it is what it is. So you deal with it. You get on Skype and you walk them through, or you jump on the phone.
Cool.
And walk through what they need to do. Here's what's cool about setting up a launch team. We'll kind of come in for a landing on this one for final steps. Mm-hmm. The cool thing about setting a launch team up is you'll have a team for the next book or for the next podcast that you're launching. Here's my example, and I'll leave it at this. I got about 140, I think, people on my book launch team. And that was a smashing success. It's kind of what we've been talking about. But then I turned around and was ready to launch my podcast, relaunch, which ended up turning into a flamethrower for us. Well, guess who I called when I was ready to launch the podcast?
The launch team for the book.
Of course, because they already said yes, and they already kind of knew how this whole thing worked. And they saw the results of their efforts for the first time. So I was pretty confident that they'd jump on board the second time around, which, you know, most of the ones that I asked did very, very easily because I made it third grade simple.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That seems to be like the most important real step of the whole process is creating that launch team, really, right?
Well, create the launch team. That's an important step, but also do everything for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like write the tweets, write the social media copy. Yeah, you'll probably laugh at me, Justin, but I actually wrote about 20 of the, I don't know, somewhere between 10 and 20 reviews for people to actually cut and paste and post. If they didn't want to write their own reviews, like, here you go.
Nice. That's a really good idea, though. Yeah.
Well, you know, see, but here's what's funny. I wrote, yeah, I don't remember the exact number, but what's funny is that most of the reviews that I wrote weren't used. And what that leads me to believe is, well, I spent a lot of time trying to make them good, but not just good writing, but I wanted to make it good reading.
Yeah.
Because I wanted the people to be able to read that review, the people that were on my launch team, to read some of the samples that I shared with them. And then I wanted them to really realize or think for themselves, wow, I probably need to listen to this guy's show or read his book because of the way that I wrote it. And probably two or three people, seriously, maybe two or three people, you know, cut and pasted a review that I provided. But everyone else just came up with their own.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. They probably see your review and they're like, wow, I mean, you know, this is really good. Let me just, you know, take a peek through it and write my own, you know?
Well, I think they saw that maybe. And I think they also realized that, wow, okay, this guy is serious. He won't leave me alone. He keeps following up with me and he keeps making sure that I have everything I need so I can help him pull this off. So I think people honor and respect that, and they also move to action when they see someone that's so invested in what it is that they're trying to do. They get invested too.
Awesome, man. I some really awesome information in this show for sure. Yeah, I really like it, man. Is there any last sort of final takeaway message or like send off you'd like to leave our Elite Man audience?
Sure. You know, man, if you have a message inside of you, and we all do, especially men, you know, then I'm not going to make the decision for you. You're a grown man. You can make it yourself. But I personally believe that we have a responsibility to share the message with, you know, those people around us, our family, and the people that know, like, and trust us. And the last thing that I ever want to do is talk someone into launching a podcast or starting a book or starting a video series. It's the last thing I want to tell, you know, because that's got to come from within you. That motivation has to come from you. But in some way, what I would encourage every elite man to do is to take a hold of your message and figure out, okay, how can I share my voice? How can I share my message and use it to build my business? And that, Justin, is exactly what you're doing. That's what the other podcasters that you and I know are doing. And it's an amazing thing when you have the confidence to share the voice so it can be used in your business.
Awesome, man. I really like that. Joel, is there a place that our listeners can check out more about you, man?
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. RelaunchShow.com is the best place. That's where all of our shows are, all kinds of information and some guides on some of the things that we're talking about. Also, if you're listening on an iPhone, about 75-80% of my listeners listen on an iPhone. You can actually punch open your Safari browser as you're listening to this podcast and type in relaunchshow.com/ITC. And what that does is it opens up the Relaunch Show, poof, like magic, right there on your iPhone podcast browser. So pretty slick.
Cool, man. All right, Joel, thanks again for coming on, man. I really appreciate it. And I know our guys are really going to love this episode. So take care, man.
Lots of fun, Justin. Thank you.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I need you to do. I need you to subscribe to this podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing, you get every single episode completely free. That's right, get all of our best interviews with the best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and entrepreneurial worlds absolutely free. Don't miss out on any one of our captivating and exciting shows. Subscribe now and get the Elite Man podcast anytime and anywhere. And yes, if you get a chance, leave us a glowing review about how much you love the show and how awesome we are. All right, guys, that's it. Until next time, take care.